And that's interesting, but I guess to some degree we have to assume that his facts were inconclusive or maybe not correct because they weren't given out properly to begin with.
Well, there's a lot of information. We're having trouble putting it in concise words because this has taken place over a few years, and so we understand it.
Yeah.
But trying to explain it to somebody else,
it can be tricky.
In a few sentences is really hard to do. So.
Now, in front of me, I was given yesterday sort of like a template for the Big Eddy Water System Upgrade Project explanation, kind of breaking things down into the phases. So this one says phase one, you know, establish the feed to the reservoir, construct third well. Then there's phase two, which is replace Highway 23. Phase three, replacing the water main. Phase four, replacing and realigning the 200 millimeter feed to the reservoir. Phase five is rehabilitation of the upgrading existing wells. Phase six is general water main replacement. Phase seven is construct of second reservoir. And phase eight is pay and fix Sean's new house on the city dime. That one probably will get dropped. But the... one of the issues that had been passed along to me was that the reservoir, there's nothing wrong with it. And perhaps that $2 million could be shaved by not fixing it and making that 5.7 down quite a bit. Now, what you were explaining to me earlier, what is it about the reservoir that you'd like to explain to people that you're right, there is nothing wrong with it, yeah. But...
yeah, it's perfectly adequate the way it sits. Okay. It has a... of course, it's a limited capacity. I think it's...
100,000
U.S. gallons, so 385,000 liters.
Okay.
And when the new system gets installed, we go from 6-inch mains for firefighting to probably 10 or 12-inch mains, which, according to fire code, have to flow 150 liters per second. So now in a minute, that is...
a lot.
That's a lot. That's 6 yeah. or 7 or 8,000 liters, you know, a minute. So
that's one big gulp.
That's one big gulp. And then you don't just fight a fire for 2 or 3 minutes and it's done. It's you know, ongoing half hour, 40 minutes, hour. So they have to be sure that when they're fighting that fire, they have enough reservoir capacity okay. to fight a large fire. Because they will drain 100,000 gallon U.S. in a short time. So what they're looking at is if they have to fight a fire or even, God forbid, you know, a couple fires start where it jumps from one to the other and they start fighting big fires, we would not have the reserve capacity to fight. So they want to boost that and have two tanks, not just for today, nowadays. We're talking, this is a 20-year expansion plan to cover any extra buildings built in the next few years, such as the school wants to develop 7 lots there, so that would add quite a bit more infrastructure.
So. Okay, so the reservoir itself is fine. It's just about adding to the element so that there's more of a reserve
exactly.
for backup
yes.
and for future infrastructure that may be coming at some point.
Exactly.
Okay, if we don't scare people away.
If we don't, yeah.
That's good. Okay, is there anything else in regards to this that could potentially, after reassessing it, bring down that 5.7 to... Mike?
Yeah, one of the things that I've said all along with this project is, you know, the initial report that was done by MMM was really intended to apply for a grant. It wasn't a detailed design of the whole system. If it was determined that we didn't need a second reservoir, we wouldn't build a second reservoir. If it was determined that we didn't need to upgrade, put in a third well or upgrade some other section of the infrastructure that was shown in the plan, we wouldn't do it. We're not going to build it just because we got the money. Now, if we don't build to the full amount, we still only get 2/3 from the province and the federal government to cover the cost. So it's not as though we still get their full 2/3 and you know, if we spend less, it's... you know, we save a lot more. We still have to pay that extra third. Well, the Big Eddy has to pay that extra third as a community of whatever we build. So the detailed design work hasn't been done. When we do the detailed design work, all of that goes through council. It'll go back to the Big Eddy Water Board as a group of people that really understand that water system and can help, as a stakeholder, work through that project.
Okay. And so this is to be finished in 3 years. When would it start? Well, again, yeah. All the check marks came through. When would sure. this arguably
So we would start the design process this spring. We could feasibly start some construction work before winter 2016. And the bulk of the work would happen in 2017 and 2018.
Okay, so it would be checkmarked and done before 2019, but definitely 2020.
Yes, in terms of the grant, it actually allows us to spend the money over, I think it's 8 years. We don't want to take that long to do it. We want to get it done. It means that there's less disruption over a period of time to the residents.
Okay. Guys, is there anything else that you can think of that could potentially be confusing for someone because of lack of information? They're at home, they go, you know, I just don't understand. I feel like there wasn't enough options. We were just told this is the best thing and that's it. And maybe it could have been delivered better. We can always assume that whenever we do presentations in any regard, we experienced something on the highway recently that some things could have been projected and proposed and explain better to folks. Is there anything that you think that might be confusing to people that you'd go, yeah, I could see that?
There's a few people in the Big Eddy that are asking why are we giving our infrastructure in the ground to the city? That's a lot of questions we're getting that. And okay. They keep coming up with $4 million. We have $4 million worth of infrastructure. How come we are just giving it to the city? Well, it was put in 1956. And it was upgraded in 1980. And as in any business, you depreciate what you have. So to date, on the books, it's depreciated to about $750,000 to $800,000 of value. But from what I can see, the city has gone out and got this free money from the government that far exceeds what the system is worth now. And they're giving that to us. So they're giving us $3.7 million to fix this. So in my eyes, that is a pretty good trade to get that free upgrades. And the next issue is, like, we're not losing our infrastructure. They're not digging it up, taking it away, and putting it in Mayor McKee's area. We're keeping the infrastructure. They're going to upgrade it, and we're going to continue to use it and have the Big Eddy water. So it's remaining in the Big Eddy.
All right, Mike, before we wrap up, is there anything that you'd like to touch base on?
I'd just like to thank these guys from the Big Eddy Water. They've done an amazing job dealing with interior health and the city and the residents over the last 2 years. I think they've done an amazing job.
All right. Mike, Don, thanks, Brian, for coming in and filling us in on what's going on over in the Big Eddy with the water.
Yep, our pleasure. Thank you.